640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Lindy Kenyon. Despite attempts by the defense to delay, opening statements and the first witness will be heard Monday in Donald Trump's hush money trial. Details from CBS's Robert Costa.
Late Friday, the Trump legal team went to an appeals court judge and asked the case to be halted and for the venue to be changed away from New York, toss it out of New York City. That request was denied.
A man who set himself ablaze outside the New York City court where Trump was standing trial has died.
Outside the courthouse in a park near where media from around the world gathered, a 37-year-old man from Florida set himself on fire. Authorities said he threw pamphlets in the air before dousing himself with accelerant. The man was rushed to a hospital where he later died.
CBS's Bradley Blackburn says the man has been identified as Maxwell Azzarello of St. Augustine, Florida. The House votes today on separate foreign aid bills for allies, including Ukraine. Texas Democrat Mark Vesey says it's about time.
This money was needed yesterday. I cannot emphasize enough that if we didn't step in soon to help Ukraine, we could be giving the whole show to Vladimir Putin.
The bills next go to the Senate. In an overwhelming bipartisan vote, the U.S. Senate has reauthorized the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer praised passage of the bill.
Democrats and Republicans came together and did the right thing for our country's safety. It wasn't easy. People had many different views, but we all know one thing. Letting FISA expire would be dangerous.
The bill next goes to the president's desk. More military boasts from North Korea, which says it tested a cruise missile warhead and a new anti-aircraft missile. Alex Jensen reports from Seoul.
North Korea says it achieved an unspecified goal with its super large warhead power test, having also test-fired a new anti-aircraft missile named Shooting Star. South Korea's military has confirmed it did detect North Korean missile launches Friday afternoon and is analyzing its findings.
Photos released by the North's official Korean Central News Agency showed at least two missiles being fired off launcher trucks. Employees at a Volkswagen factory in Chattanooga, Tennessee, have overwhelmingly voted to join the United Auto Workers Union. This is a first test of the UAW's renewed effort to organize non-union factories after a successful confrontation with Detroit's major automakers. Volkswagen employee Brooke Benoit supported unionizing.
If they can get all this, we should too. We do the same job, just in a different location.
And the first round of the 2024 NBA playoffs begin later today. Round one has four games. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Most political boundaries tied to the 2020 census have been in place for a while, but as Mike Moan reports, a national project on map fairness for indigenous populations is still working for changes.
When states did their redistricting a few years ago, the Native American Rights Fund launched its Fair Districting in Indian County effort. It provides resources and legal representation to tribal communities worried about newly drawn districts that could suppress their voting power. NARF staff attorney Michael Carter says there's been a lot of activity.
Just from this redistricting cycle alone, tribes have stepped up and decided that what the state and county governments are doing is not right.
He points to several cases with various levels of success, including two high-profile ones from North Dakota. One resulted in a new legislative map for the 2024 election. Carter says a section of the Voting Rights Act is often at the center of these cases, with tribal advocates arguing some state and local governments aren't honoring language that prohibits voter discrimination. He says there's a separate movement out there trying to reverse the progress.
The national implications are there just from the attention it's getting from all these other states that are filing these briefs in the appeals courts seeking to undo the wins that Native voters got in the lower courts.
A group of Republican attorneys general contends that private groups and individuals don't have the right to file lawsuits under Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. But Carter says there's a separate provision that does provide that opportunity. NERF and its partner organization notes their movement has ushered in a new generation of Native American lawyers to fight for civil rights in the years to come. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs near 48, frosty tonight, low 30s. For Sunday, sunshine and highs in the upper 50s. Clear skies, a low of 37 for Sunday night. On Monday, some sun and clouds and a high near 62. Rain showers likely Monday night into Tuesday.
It's 30 at our studios.
Crude and Dom.
The trial of the century has begun. Donald Trump, defendant. Tune in to the Devil's Advocates. We'll have all the opening statements and first aid testimony.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Shaw at WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
April 20th, 2024. If it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's still time for This Week in Waukesha
with your host. That's me, Don Brown, and I'm joined by Johnny Watermelon on the board, and we are coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown here in the WAUK studios in downtown, right around the corner from Theodore Yalman's Park, where we are proud to profess our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. And if you're just tuning in, my guest since hour one and through the show, our Waukesha Fire Chief Steve Howard, who will be retiring on May 1st after 36 years of faithful service, and Assistant Chief Joe Hoffman here to help us celebrate Steve's fine career and service with this city, his native land, his hometown. And just an honor to have you here. How are we doing so far? You survived the first hour.
Most bad.
Not as nerve wracking as when you're on a job, I imagine, when there's a real emergency.
Yeah, a little less pressure.
Yeah. So yeah, you guys are well poised for it. That's for sure. And in the first hour, I'm trying to think what the conversation was, where we were finishing up at, but. I know Joe had mentioned Steve's also done a lot of community service. You're on the board of Salvation Army.
Yeah, I've been had the honor of working with Salvation Army for a number of years. I was just the past president or the advisory board, and still get to do some volunteer work. Hoping a little more time on my hands, do a little bit more with the organization. So
did you know my successor, First District Alderman Mike Krizine,
who
worked with Salvation Army for a long time?
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
So. And I mentioned Mike too, because, you know, when Johnny and I first got, became familiar with, got to know Joe better was, when you guys were teaching the CPR practices at the farmer's market. But it gave me another idea that involves with Mike. My wife and I, representing the boosters, were at the Waukesha Education Foundation Gala a week ago, last Thursday. And, the foundation had given a nice award to the Kai Lermer Foundation. And Kai, as many of you know, was died tragically of heart failure in Lowell Park there, Waukesha North, great student athlete. And the family has carried on, has really, you know, represented his legacy with this, with the work they're doing to create awareness about, good heart health, but also first aid when someone's having a heart event.
You know, big advocates, can't say enough, the AED access, they've been champions in our effort, combined with what we've been able to do with some of the ARPA funds here in the city to extend AEDs in most of our parks. We continue to work toward that.
Sure.
They're in cases, and then I can't say enough about the Pulse Point app. If you haven't downloaded the Pulse Point app, if you know CPR, and you're willing to help at a time of need, you just download it, go to your Apple store or your Android store, download the Pulse Point app. And I'll send you an alert when there's somebody in your neighborhood, you're within a half mile of somebody that's having a cardiac event that may need assistance.
Okay.
It'll send you an alert, and your phone, just like the national alerting network, and like then it gives you directions and how to get to the person. And if you need a little friendly reminder, the app is set up that'll just in time training to provide you the little reminders of what's important. And it's also got a partner app that that partners with where the public access AEDs are in our community. People, if you have an AED in your business or in your home and you're willing to share it or willing to allow people to use it at their time of need, you can register it there. And then kind of the always the philosophy is, you know, the most important thing you can do if you find somebody in a cardiac event is begin first call 911, you know, so because it's hard work. CPR is not easy. So getting that extra assistance coming, having having the responders start coming. Then number two is begin CPR. And then number three is if we can get somebody to get an AED, and early defibrillation leads to heart success.
And that's where my idea came in, is we've last year there was the installation of several defibrillators at our parks, including Banting Park in my neighborhood. And I used to host a lot of community events on a quarterly basis to really connect with the neighbors. And Beck said, you were at the one at Albanese's my first year. But I'd love to have one at Banting Park, you know, that Mike can host, as well as Eric Payne, because they both share Banting Park. And maybe we invite members of the firefighters out to teach people how to use those defibrillators while they're at the. So if there is an event that happens at the park, they'll know what they're doing.
Absolutely. We love every opportunity. You know, if you've got a civic group or you've got a group of people that, you know, even a group of neighbors, hey, we all live around, you know, Frame Park, and we'd love to have an opportunity to learn CPR. Please just reach out to the fire department. Carrie Harris, who's our great coordinator of a lot of our outreach activities, Carrie will gather all the information, whether that be, hey, you know, we're a community group and we'd love to get into the station with our kids and do a tour of the station, or hey, yeah, we would love to learn more about AED use and learn more about hands-only CPR. We'd love to have the opportunity to come out and always bring a fire truck out and show you whether it's an opportunity to talk with kids and about good life choices and fire and EMS, but then also that opportunity to teach adults the important skills.
Great. So I'll be in touch. I know Mike's probably not listening this morning. He's teaching over at WCTC on Saturdays, but I'll be sure to connect with Mike. And of course, Eric can put that together. And Eric, I owe Alderman Eric Payne a phone call. He called me on Thursday. And anybody that's lived in Banting Park knows it's a great area to live. We love it. If there is one kind of like, you know, sore spot or let's say not good thing, is that we are right adjacent to Payne and Dolan's campus, and they've done a lot of blasting over the years, and the houses shake. It's like you're on the set of a World War II movie. And it's gotten a lot better though in recent years, because they've pretty much tapped out in that main canyon, and there's been community meetings about, you know, over the years. And so it really hasn't been that bad, because they're doing a lot of their blasting on the other part of their campus. And that big hole eventually, within like the next 30 years, they're actually going to fill with water and make, you know, make a lake. And couldn't happen soon enough. But Eric had gotten a call from a neighbor that lives right across from the Banting Elementary, further from where I live in Empire Drive. It's like I'm the eagle's nest. So like people on my side of Empire, we feel it the most when it happens. But it really. And I work from home at least a couple days a week. And so I haven't had, there hasn't been any, maybe a few within Alaska, but it's not like it used to be. And so I'm just curious. I've been asking neighbors if they felt anything like it. My next door neighbor who grew up in that same house, she said, but she's not as, you know, we're not as fazed by it, but this family in Banting, it might be their first year living there across the street from Banting on Butler Drive. So, but Eric asked me to kind of survey talk to any of the neighbors I know personally and, see if there's been more complaints or issues about that. And I know it hasn't resulted in any fire events that you guys are familiar with, right, in your career?
No,
no. No, and the quarry is actually in the city of Pewaukee.
Right. So, town, that's not, so, yeah, so it's also a foreign relations issue, yeah.
Yeah, but so. We've never had any. We've helped out with, I can only think of like one rescue that we helped out with somebody hurt there. But from our standpoint, there hasn't been any issues.
Yeah. Okay, sounds good. So, but What have been some of the hot button issues lately with fire department, or with what's going on in the city that you're concerned about, or you'd like to be more proactive about?
You know, probably one of the it's not fun to talk about, but you know, the continuing budget. You know, we're blessed with a lot of good resources,
right?
But you know, the city is always, I don't want to say struggling, but it's always a challenge to meet the needs, and I think that's one of the things that you know, long term, you know. I live in the city. I pay taxes. I like lower taxes, right, of course. But expenditure restraint, levy limits, some of the restrictions. The communities may have to make some tough choices in the future about all levels of service within the city. So that's, you know, one of those things that it's kind of it's constant there. But, you know, as inflation's gone up, all those things are, we can't increase our revenue, which, again, you know, I don't mind that when I'm writing the check for my taxes every year. Right. But it also means that the city's going to have to, you know, make some harder choices as far as service, and protective service is not immune from that. You know,
sure. We're taking your calls for Fire Chief Steve Howard and Assistant Fire Chief Joe Hoffman. 608-933-9063. That's 608-933-9063. And I also wanted to pause because you guys have another event you're putting on for Mary Schrader, daughter of firefighter Mark Schrader.
Yes, Mark and Jennifer's daughter, battling through leukemia. Horrible cancer. She's been a strong fight. She fights like a bear. It's always been
the motto
of, so, you know, little Mary is always our little champion. She's always doing it with a smile on her face and the little princess that she is. So, they've got an event going on next weekend, on the 27th. That's a Saturday all day event, family friendly at Lake Beulah Country Club. They're going to have bags tournament. They're going to have bands there. There are activities for the kids. Really a great opportunity for the community to come together, help Mary fight like a bear. So,
and where is it? Lake, can you say that again?
Lake Beulah Country Club.
B-U-L-A, right?
Yes.
And where's that located again?
Down in East Troy.
Okay.
Well,
near where they live. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So, great.
Great opportunity. I think they have three or four bands coming for the day.
Nice.
It'll be a lot of fun, and hopefully the weather holds up and we have a great opportunity, foods and different activities. So,
yep, there's a good chance for all of us to help, to fight like a bear for Mary.
Absolutely.
Like, she's fighting. And, the diagnosis came right before last Thanksgiving, and, she's only 7 years old. Mm-hmm. So, but, a lot of support the family's getting from the firefighters.
Continue to be
in the community.
Yeah, the community has come together on a number of occasions. We had a great event down in Eagle last month. Kind of it was amazing. And, you know, in the whole time the family continues, you know, to be focused on and making sure that she has everything she needs to be successful. And you know, and the community coming together to help help out one of our people that Mark and Jen really are two people that, you know, never want to ask for help. And it's a great story of just good people that are the people that, you know, the core people that are the ones that come out and help everybody else. They're not the ones that look for help. And it's nice to be able to help people like that.
Yeah, it sure is. So I remember when we had Mark and Dan Natling here. I know you had a volleyball commitment with one of your sons, yes. I believe. The fire truck drove by. And I was like, is that by chance? Or, and then they sent out the horns and everything, and so
very strategic.
Yeah, I thought that was really
thankfully
nice.
Thankfully, somebody needed service, and it was a great opportunity for them to come by. So,
yep. Will we expect any surprises like that for Chief Howard today, or just he doesn't hold the same weight that Mark Schrader does? Mary, I say.
Yeah. Yes.
So that's terrific. And maybe you didn't know about that, so that's fine. So terrific. So what are how are we doing on time here, Johnny? Okay, well, we will be talking more with Chief Howard and focusing on his career, as well as some more community announcements, the Carol Minute. And don't forget, my guests next week are two farmers market exhibitors, as the farmers market starts on Saturday, May 4th.
You're listening to the Shaw, WAUK.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. You know, heritage.
heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Shaw, WAUK.
WAUK, 540 AM, 101.1 FM. And if you are listening on the radio, don't forget to download the Civic Media app so you can enjoy this show and all the great Civic Media programming wherever you go. And, you know, Dan is a contemporary of mine. We're about a year apart. He was class of 84 at North. I was class of 85 outside of Waukesha. But and we're taking your calls to 608-933-9063. That's 608-933-9063. 9063. And in spite of the area code, we are definitely here in the 262 and proud to be part of the 414. And so I can ask, as a contemporary of mine, Chief Howard, what is radio meant to you in your life?
Man, it's just part of your fabric, your life. You know, those things I think about, you know, just, you know, listening to Brewers games every summer, hearing new music that's coming out. Just
radio is my favorite medium for baseball.
Yeah. Yes. And, you know, I just, you know, even I can't watch a football game, so I'm listening to it on the radio. It's something, you know, it's just a daily part of life. You know?
There's some people, and Joe might not be old enough to remember, if the home team didn't sell out, you were stuck with the radio. You know, if there was, it was, they called it a blackout. And sometimes that was okay, because you could envision, if you had a great guy calling the game, a good team broadcast in color.
I still listen to it on the radio and watch it on TV.
Oh yeah, I knew a lot of people that did that.
Yeah, I still do.
Especially
that.
If they couldn't stand, like, you know, Troy Aikman, Jack Buck, or some of these other guys. Like Dan Dierdorf used to drive me crazy on Monday Night Football.
So yeah, I've never really thought about it, but it's just part of your life. It's always there, something I listen to every day. You know?
Sure. Yeah, you know, and we were asked, all the Civic Media hosts were asked to do a little, like, kind of 200 words or less about a little bio, but like what radio meant to your life. And I remember, you know, as a kid growing up in the 70s and in 80s, you know, radio was what you fell asleep with, listening to the top songs of the day. And you woke up in the morning with the news and the weather. And, of course, in the wintertime,
the alm clock set to the radio, your favorite radio station. Yeah, absolutely.
I forgot about that. But also on a snowy day, you'd listen very intently and hoping that guy, in my case, waiting for the guy to say, all Orchard Park public and parochial schools are closed.
Yes.
Yes. So, I remember one of my good friends, that was kind of one of his little pipe dreams, because he had an interest in movies, really creative guy. And he went into a radio station one day during a blizzard. He was dropping off some news, and he claims that the DJ let him do the school closings. And so he came into school after, we basically had a week off. That's how bad the blizzard was. It was Buffalo. And but he came in, he's like, yeah, I got to do that. And he kept going, you know, the Skajakwada Expressway is closed, right? Like, he'd name all the different schools. And he always had a lot of fun with that. So, but, you know, we have a crop report now on Civic Media when you listen to the radio throughout the week. And I used to joke when Johnny was at the farmer's market, he'd call in, I'd say, hey, we're going to get the crop report from Johnny Watermelon. And, you know, that's a big deal. I knew one guy when he was at college at Northern Illinois, and he worked at a radio station, was like a student employee. And he said once in a while, the morning DJ would let him read the crop report. And it was like one of the big thrills of his college career. So, it's neat to see radio from where we're sitting. It's really coming back in a lot of these communities, focusing on local news and local issues, and also getting to have a chance to listen to local heroes like yourselves. So you're welcome back anytime, Steve.
Well, thank you.
And Joe, you know, Joe's a regular now. He's been on a couple of, probably it's like your fourth visit, I think.
Fourth or fifth, yeah.
Two at the farmer's market, and then actually, I guess third, because you weren't here when we were promoting the benefit for Mary, but you helped put it together, obviously, and as well as this. So
continue to always appreciate all the opportunities to come in and talk to your listeners about all the great things the fire department can do, and all the great things where we can partner together to help each other out and make our community Waukesha strong every day. So
that sounds great. So now I know, Steve, you don't have any children that are firefighters yet, but you do have a son in the Air Force.
Yes. Yeah.
And a daughter that's teaching in Southeast Asia.
Yep. Yeah.
So they have that adventurous spirit of a firefighter. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And some service, you know, following in those traditions. So
absolutely,
yeah, very, very proud of them doing different things, but very proud of both of them.
Oh, sure. That must be great. So, now with your retirement pending, does that mean you may do some traveling to go visit?
Yeah. I never envisioned, nothing against Vietnam, never envisioned I was going there, but now, I think I'm going to, a road trip is, you know, probably in order to go visit my daughter.
Well, you know, we're old enough to remember the war.
Yes. Yeah. And so draft and how hard
it was to get our people out of there. And you just never envisioned. But now it's like it's very welcoming for Americans and people from the West to come and, you know, beautiful country and so much to offer. So that's got to be neat. But
kind of neat to explore a different culture at some point. So I know that's in my future. Not sure quite when, it's definitely coming soon.
Yeah. So what's on your bucket list for Wisconsin? Because I got to travel Wisconsin through a previous sales job, but it was always in terrible weather. It's like, God, I'd love to get, you know, like Chautauqua, you know, all these different areas around the state, the Driftless area. Do you have any bucket list items in Wisconsin you'd like to check out?
You know, I've been fortunate. I've been able to do a lot of outdoor stuff. I'm getting a new boat. You know, somebody just plan on getting out and, you know, like getting up on the Mississippi River and exploring the backwaters, you know, and doing stuff like that, or the Wisconsin River. And, you know, there's so many lakes, there's so many opportunities for outdoor stuff.
Sure.
I'm looking forward to having a little more time to do that.
Great. What about around the country, around the world? Any things, events or places you have your sights set on?
No, you know, I nothing particular. I know my wife and I have looked at, you know, trying to get away a little bit more, try to take, you know, every quarter, try to go explore someplace different, you know.
Sure, sure.
But we got, you know, grandkids here and stuff, so I don't think we're moving too far, but a little more time to get away, you know.
Sounds great. And I have to pause to thank my good friend Mary Jane Studio, a member of the staff here at the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, who's brought coffee from Mama D's. Thank you, Janie. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. Always delicious, Mama D's coffee.
She has a small story. Okay, come on over here. Yeah, she's going to be right behind me. Go ahead, Janie.
Okay.
Talking fire, right?
So, as you gentlemen know, I used
to get right in there.
I used to sit on the IT board for the city of Waukesha.
With me, with Alderman Brown.
Yes, and then this was like during the COVID years, and they kept canceling. We don't only meet once a month. They kept canceling the appointment, and so after a while, it's like, okay, they'll call me when they need me. And so it happened to be that it was on Wednesdays, which is also the House of Guinness, Whiskey Wednesday.
Guinness Whiskey Wednesday.
Right. So I'm down there, and Alderman Mannion calls me and says, Mary Jane, are you coming to the meeting? I'm like, there's a meeting tonight? So I told the bartender, oh, hold my drink. I'll be back. So I raced up. I didn't drink anything, so I was good. And here the room is filled with the Waukesha Fire Department waiting on me because they had to pass a budget that was needed. So, yes, there we go. So I was helpful that day.
Very much so.
Thanks for sharing, Mary Jane, and thanks to the fire department for their patience that night.
And I do have one more thing.
One more.
A shout-out to my brother, Joseph Sanchez, class of 82, Waukesha South. He is in Georgia, Ball Ground, Georgia. He was a firefighter for, I don't know, like 30 years, but he was also a smoke diver. Nice. And so they have it tattooed in those places that we don't look. And then he also now teaches at the Fire Academy in, I think, Dalton, Georgia.
Yeah. So smoke diver training is very extensive, one of the highest honors in the area.
Wow.
You know, and it's a week-long program, and it really is designed around you being more proficient in your SCBA, your breathing apparatus that we do. And it truly is the upper echelon training of all of the firefighters that are
nice.
There. So.
More stories about our firefighters, the training, and the adventures here on This Week in Waukesha as we honor outgoing Fire Chief Steve Howard after 36 years of service.
Listening to the Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Matinee on Air.
CBS News Brief. Opening statements and the first witness will be heard starting Monday in the hush money trial of former President Trump. CBS's Robert Costa on the jury.
The group of seven men and five women weighing the evidence includes a teacher, an investment banker, and a corporate lawyer. The assigned foreperson is originally from Ireland.
The House votes today on four foreign aid bills for allies, including Ukraine. Texas Democrat Mark Vesey is relieved.
This money was needed yesterday. I cannot emphasize enough that if we didn't step in soon to help Ukraine, we could be giving the whole show to Vladimir Putin.
The Senate has passed reauthorization of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer praised the vote.
Letting FISA expire would be dangerous. It's an important part of our national security to stop acts of terror, drug trafficking, and violent extremism.
The bill passed by a vote of 60 to 34. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
The Brewers escape a close call. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers pitcher Freddie Peralta was covering home plate while his catcher was chasing down the baseball. Cardinals base runner Wilson Contreras crashed into Peralta trying to score. That's the last thing the Brewers pitching staff needed. Here's the play on Bally Sports.
A swing and a miss. It gets by Contreras. Freddie covering home plate. There's going to be a play, and Contreras is out. Wilson just flat out tackled Freddie Peralta at home plate. We're going to get an out at home, and that's going to end the inning.
The game went into the 10th inning in St. Louis when the Brewers' William Contreras drove in the winning run for a 2-1 win for Milwaukee. Manager Pat Murphy after the win at Busch Stadium.
Freddie and Contreras were unbelievable. William on both ends. You know, the big double and the big single. What can you say? He's clutch. Big game. 1-0 game. Just spectacular. And Contreras was, he earned his money tonight. He's going to earn a lot more. I promise you.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny. Highs near 48. Frosty tonight, low 30s. For Sunday, sunshine and highs in the upper 50s. Clear skies, a low of 37 for Sunday night. On Monday, some sun and clouds and a high near 62. Rain showers likely Monday night into Tuesday.
It's 30 at our studios.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Monday morning, join me as I stroll through memory lane and take in the sounds of the Motor City. It's Motown Mondays.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Too long, I'd probably break down and cry.
In 1988, Steve Howard began his career as a firefighter, and this was probably one of the top songs of that year. Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses. I'm Don Brown on This Week in Waukesha, joined by John Cougar Watermelon on the board here. And Johnny was a big Guns N' Roses fan as he cracks a big smile. Johnny, what do you got to say?
That was funny, Don. Thank you.
I was going to say John Cougar Melon Water, but that might have sounded better. But anyway, it's a beautiful sunny Saturday, and it's made even more enjoyable with our visitors this morning. Outgoing Fire Chief Steve Howard, 36 years of faithful service in the Waukesha Fire Department. Assistant Chief Joe Hoffman. And we were talking about smoke jumping and some of the training. And it reminded me, I had a college friend at Michigan State who he went over to student services one day. They had an amazing career development and placement services. It was actually one of the first universities to have it because the GI Bill. And we had just opened our school of packaging and all the merchandising management and really exciting time. But it's still considered the Taj Mahal of university placement centers. But Dell looks on the bulletin board, a good friend of mine, and he sees they're looking for summer help in the state of Washington for their forest fire team. And he spent every summer there, and he loved it so much that he pursued his career. He was basically a detective investigating forest fires out there in the Pacific Northwest. And, you know, Mary Jane Sanchez, who's here in studio, was talking about her brother doing some smoke jumping training in Georgia. And, you know what, I mean, obviously there's a lot of, very risky the work you do, but there's also gotta be, you know, the adventure of, the work that you do.
Yeah. It's one of those things where I think we downplay it, but my wife reminds me often about the coolness of our job. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things you try not to, you know, you grow up with it, you don't think about it, but then afterwards you get done and there's those private moments where you're like, yeah, that was that. You take some pride in it, right? And it's, you know, you never want a fire to happen.
Yeah.
But when you get a chance to go in and take everything that you've trained for and things go well and it's very rewarding. It's very fulfilling, but at the same time, it's always countered with when we get to go have our fun, if you will, something bad's happening to somebody's house or to them or those types of things. So it always kind of balances it out a bit.
Sure, sure. You know, I imagine there could be a book in your future with a lot of the stories you have over 36 years.
We always joke about, you know, hey, we should put that in a book, you know, for management and stories and stuff. But I don't think I'm that motivated.
Sure, sure. But no, but I think what we could do is either if it's a college student or a journalist or a writer like myself doing oral interviews, and then capturing that. Maybe our good friend John Shane connects, Johnny. We could get involved in that from the Historical Society because a lot of rich history. And, you know, and John was part of the North family tree as a middle school art teacher, Butler.
He was one of my teachers.
I think he mentioned that.
Butler,
he was on the show. And that was really a wonderful show. We really look forward to having him on again. And maybe that's what it is. Maybe we get some oral interviews with Chief Howard after retirement. So, far from retirement, although he is U.S. Attorney Emeritus, here in the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, James Santel has just arrived preparing for his next show, Amicus, a Law Review. And I'm the only member of the civic media family that Jim allows. I get to call it Atticus because Jim embodies the spirit of Atticus Finch from To Kill a Mockingbird. And Jim cracks a big smile upon hearing that. So definitely check out that show. And you know, gosh, that would be a nice little addition to our programming, maybe in retirement, especially following a Law Review show, as we have a firefighter show with retired Chief Steve Howard.
Another option in retirement.
Never know, right?
So, exactly.
Yeah. So, but we a couple songs I had in the queue, we found out, I think we weren't allowed to play because we were still waiting on the licensing permission from FCC. But I was going to have the title track to Emergency. And Steve and I, you know, again, as contemporaries are about a year apart. As a kid on Saturday night, which was like the best night in TV ever for CBS because they had All in the Family and Mary Tyler Moore, Carol Burnett. And I know I'm missing a few other shows in there. Same time All in the Family was on, Emergency was on, and I wanted to watch Emergency, which was about a fire department, but it focused on two paramedics. And it was a great show, especially for a kid. And Steve said there was no, because his dad is a firefighter and he had two older sisters. There was no problem. The emergency was the.
Yeah, there was no competition for which channel. Yeah,
that was it. Saturday night. So, and then the other song I picked was one of the songs from the movie Backdraft, which is it may very well be every firefighters of our age group favorite movie. It's about firefighters in Chicago.
Yeah.
So, but maybe next time we'll have those ready for you when we do a review.
We appreciate the thought and the effort.
Yeah, there you go. Well, good. So, what's the future look like with you stepping away? As a succession plan been in terms of has a new fire chief been announced, or is that still in the works? And
no, the Fire and Police Commission is responsible for doing the hiring process, and they're in the middle of doing a recruitment process. Assistant Chief Hoffman, on Monday, my recommendation to the Fire and Police Commission is that he'll be the interim until they appoint.
Couldn't think of a better guy.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's kind of moving forward. I know their goal is to have someone in place by July 1st. So,
okay. Yeah.
You know, and it's one of those things that I've always been taught. You take something, you make it a little bit better, and you hand it off to the next generation or group to move forward.
Set them up for success.
Yep. And yeah. I was very fortunate to have a lot of good people to mentor me, and I think I've worked hard to pass that on also. You know, I was taught that from my dad and a lot of people, and I think I was able to do that. So
sure. Well, and it's one thing I could say from my experience in the council, just as someone that tries to be active in the community, is that it looks like you have a pretty deep bench of talent over there. And I know that I'm sure, you know, for legal reasons, there'll be maybe a nationwide or regional search for a successor. But I imagine they got to take a pretty hard look at some of the talent you have internally.
Absolutely. And again, you know, all due respect, that's a decision for the Fire and Police Commission. So
yeah, I don't get
in too deep into that, but
sure.
We have definitely, there's plenty of good options for them.
Sure. Absolutely. So that's terrific. But, you know, we were talking about bucket list things to do during retirement. And I wanted to add that so much great stuff here to do in Waukesha that busy with our jobs and busy as parents that we don't always get to take advantage of. And so I imagine that's one of the things I love about the quality of life here is that there's so much to do without having to, book a hotel or a flight or, get in a long car trip. As much as we enjoy those things, there's so many great things to do here.
Great music's on Friday night, Friday Night Live, great, yeah. You know, great opportunities, even with our smaller, you know, some of our civic bands and some of the opportunities on weeknights over at Les Paul Bandshell. The movie nights, once a month, the cover band series that the Parks Department is doing, some fantastic things, that great entertainment, great opportunities for the community to come together and have some fun and see some great things.
Sure. Yeah. And my good friend, Kenny Machieski, who was, on my show a couple months ago, he's got some great music. He's got a studio in his own house. He's also a Waukesha West, band parent. And, he's got an open mic that he's part of night at Bark River Lanes. I don't believe that's in Waukesha, but it's Tuesday, May 21st from 8 to 10. So I encourage you to check that out. And, you know, there's also
Wisconsin Singers are here in Waukesha tonight.
Wisconsin Singers. Okay.
Yes, down at Waukesha West tonight, 7 p.m. The show, that's the national group of college age kids that are in that produce a number of shows around the country. A Waukesha West alumni, Ben Hamilton will be in that group. So a lot of great opportunity, great concert opportunity tonight. So in Waukesha,
terrific, yeah, and with beautiful weather too.
Yeah.
So like I said, I'm really looking forward to catching some baseball today, doubleheader, and it's also prom night. Last week was North's. So my son, taking a page out of his older sister's playbook, the girl he's been dating goes to North, and my daughter's longtime boyfriend, a Village of Waukesha part-time firefighter, son of Waukesha North baseball coach. Now he went to North, so they get to go to two proms. So last week they had North's prom, and now tonight it's South's prom. So we're looking forward to that. It's a long picture day. And, you know, and again, as a dad, and I'm calling out my, you know, being a guy and having flaws in that area, like those can be more exhausting than like wedding pictures. Like, and it's become that big of a deal. It's a huge red carpet media event. You see like frame park you're going to see a lot of people. Yep.
Oh,
we're actually going to Retzer today, which I'm looking for because I love Retzer.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not weather ready, but I love hiking at Retzer. But that's where we'll be. And I maybe I shouldn't say this on the air, but I was telling the North parents that I was meeting for the first time last week. I was like, you'd figure after the number of times of doing this homecoming and prom that we'd get smart and I'd have a flask ready. So I may come. I won't be driving, but so we may have something for the dads, you know, and some of the moms too. But I think the moms should drive. It's their big day.
Yeah.
So
make sure that you're there on time. I mean, that's always the core responsibility of my wife is to keep the clock. So
we got the double header and then we got to cut the yard. I think we're going to need some machetes. The neighbors are already talking about it. So that's right. Being on time is going to be a real struggle for us. And especially too, tomorrow as a whole family, we're driving out to La Crosse because my daughter, who was a varsity dancer all 4 years at South, has picked up dancers like a club she's in at La Crosse. And they've got a recital tomorrow. We're really looking forward to checking out. And if it's nice, it'll be beautiful in La Crosse if it's like today.
Mm-hmm. So, beautiful day for a road trip.
Yeah. So it sure is. But Steve, what would you say were maybe your most challenging moments of your career? Not just as fire chief, but maybe earlier on.
Some of it's just, you know, dealing with some of the trauma, the bad stuff that you see in developing a system to support with that. You know, a lot of rewarding things, but we also see some people at their absolute worst, making some bad decisions, especially the things that involve kids, especially, you know, some of the abuse, some of those types of situations. You know, those were always the challenging, but what's helpful about getting through that is, you know, the training that you have to deal with the problem at hand and then the support. And like we talked about a little bit earlier, mental health's become a lot more formal, better prepared thing that we do in the fire service. But there's always been that, you know, sitting around the kitchen table after a bad call and being able to talk through it. And, you know, maybe sometimes it's a little gal's humor, some of those things, but the fire department's always supported each other in getting through it. I think we're
a real family, fraternity. Yeah.
So those are those challenging things. Seeing bad things happen to good people is always that struggle. You know.
Sure. Absolutely. Johnny, how are we doing on time, sir? Okay, good. So, 2 minutes. What, when you talked about those good moments when it was a successful job, would there ever be a ritual like after the fact, like, you know, go home, make yourself a little like cocktail or just maybe just even just kind of relax or take a walk or.
No, I wouldn't say a ritual, although there are some traditions, you know, like if good things happen or you're in the newspaper, you have to buy treats for the fire, for your crew, you know, stuff like that. Those rituals that cost you money to buy, you know, treats, those are always out there, but it's something you can take pride in, reflect quietly and, you know, but no real, like, you know, here was the win. This is the ritual kind of thing.
Sure. I hear you. How about you, Joe?
You know, you can't say enough. You know, you show up in the newspaper, you show up on the media. There's always that responsibility to make sure that we take care of a little ice cream or custard for the rest of the station. And, you know, there's all kinds of other fun activities, you know, whether, you know, we used to, for a long period of time, we've kind of gotten away from it, but, you know, you used to get doused in water on your graduation from recruit training, you know, different things throughout the years that, you know, still, you know, there's different fun games that, you know, indoctrination of a life in the firehouse that, you know, whether that be, you know, maybe taking somebody's bed and moving them out into the parking lot and letting them, you know, see a little different night under the stars, so to speak. And, you know, so there's a lot of fun stuff that happens. There's a lot of, you know, camaraderie that builds our team that,
sounds good.
That we all enjoy with.
Cool. Well, we are going to have some final comments here from Chief Steve Howard and Joe Hoffman, as well as summer events in the Shaw, just in time for Steve's retirement to enjoy. Here on This Week in Waukesha, WUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
The radio station and the app.
The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
This week in Waukesha, and we're playing Guns N' Roses' Sweet Child of Mine because that became a hit during Steve Howard's first year as a Waukesha firefighter, and he's gone through a very successful career that included a fire inspector, deputy chief, assistant fire chief, and then since 2016, our ultimate fire chief, and now, after 36 years, gets to retire. And here's what he has to look forward to here in the Shaw. Of course, there's Memorial Day observances on Monday, May 27th that include the Riverside Ceremony at Veterans Park at 10 a.m., the Memorial Day Service at Cutler at 11, and then Buckner Fest at Buckner Park Saturday, June 8th from 10 a.m. to noon for the annual Children's Festival and kickoff to the summer reading program. We also have Tribute Tuesday starts on June 11th with an Eric Clapton tribute band. July 9th is Justin Timberlake tribute. August 13th is 2000s era tribute. And then September 10th, a Foreigner tribute. So that looks pretty cool. Riverside Rhythms will also be starting up again. That's one of Johnny's favorite pastimes on Wednesdays from June 12th to the August 28th at 11:30 a.m. to 1, except for July 3rd. Monday Night Movies starting up June 7th. Waukesha Civic Band starting June 13th. And it looks like they'll be playing just about every week at the Les Paul Performance Center. And then the Independence Day celebration there by Joe's old alma mater. Head to Lowell Park for the fireworks on July 3rd. And, of course, the parade on the 4th. And so many more. Oh, we have jazz at Cutler Park starting July 17th. And so Waukesha Night Out on Wednesday, July 31st. I just created a new month, July 11th, from 5 to 8 p.m. with the Waukesha Police Department, and then Run with the Cops on August 9th. And Neighborhood Beer Gardens will be starting up later in the summer. So mark your calendars. Go to the City Waukesha website. In fact, better yet, sign up for their newsletter. It goes out every 2 weeks. So they're extremely informative with a lot of events going on. And, you know, I've seen from time to time, too, that the fire department's hiring, and I think that that is a great career opportunity for a lot of young people looking to serve the community. I'm sure my two guests agree.
Absolutely.
So in the time we have left, and I regret I could have you guys on for 4 hours. What is it you want to know? Do you want people Waukesha to know about your career and your service that we haven't discussed yet?
You know, I guess I'll just use as an opportunity to, thank all the people throughout my career. You know, so much you're talking about my career, but nobody does anything alone, and especially in the fire service. Well, it's a group effort. I've been blessed to have, meet all kinds of neat people who've helped out, whether it's, in the business community, elected officials, but especially within the fire department, people as I've grown up in my career, who had faith in me, gave me some responsibility, gave me some support where I needed it, maybe a little push or shove here or there to learn to get better, those types of things. But just the opportunities I've been afforded and the ability to serve the community I grew up in. It was such an honor and a privilege. That I'll miss, but I'll still be connected to the community. But it's been a great honor to do that.
Sounds great. And then also forget, I announced earlier in the show, the new online discount store that we have on WAUK Radio. Go to WAUKradio.com and click on deals and check out all the great offers. Excuse me. We do have great officers, thank you. But you know, on the WAUK website, there's some really nice discounts on a variety of different restaurants, services, fun retailers. So I highly encourage you to check that out. A great way to support our local businesses and, you know, keep a little extra money in your pocket. So be sure to check that out. And, you know, Joe, what would you like to say about Chief Howard that we haven't discussed yet?
You know, number one thing is thank you. You know, I can't say enough. Steve has been instrumental in my career. He's been instrumental in many of the careers. We were looking back, you know, the amount of people that have been, you know, we're up to 90% of the department as Steve has been part of hiring, instrumental in many people's career and in making our community a safer place for us to live, work, and play in. And sure. And for that, we're very thankful for all that he's done and the great leadership he's done.
Yes. And, you know, as another great tribute to Steve's career, James Santel has graced him with a morning cannoli, the name of his former show, from Glorioso's on Brady Street, I believe. So, you know, Jim spares no great expense. And I think that's a great tribute to a great public service, a great public servant and leader in this community, Steve Howard. And what other we mentioned the celebration on May 1st. Yeah, mm-hmm. Any other observances for our good friend?
We
here,
have a
Joe?
Long tradition of picking up retiree on their last day. So we're going to get our 1934 fire engine out and head out, and Steve gets a, hopefully the weather will stay nice. He'll get a nice ride to work and little victory tour and okay. Ride around the city and the best convertible, I think, in the city of Waukesha. So
I love that. That's fantastic. That's great. 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 And then what will your work routine be like in these final, I got to imagine they're going to let you coast, right, Steve? Although that's not your nature.
No, they really don't. But I do have a couple of vacation days. A lot of it is just, you know, buttoning things up. Yeah. We got a new burn building that we're doing some training. So the recruits are going to do some live fire training on Friday. And I will definitely have one last chance to go and do that. Sure, so I'm looking very forward to, you know, to doing one last training session with our newest firefighters that are starting on Monday.
Yeah, three new firefighters starting Monday, so one last swearing in for them, then their first week of training.
And they can say, you know, Steve Howard inducted me, so that's really cool. And, you know, Johnny and I, we forgot to mention, we are both burn victim survivors as young kids, serious burn victim survivors. So, again, our gratitude goes a long way for all that you did. And any final comments here in these last 2 minutes?
Just thank you. I really, you know, that it is, and thanks for the opportunity to do that. You know, again,
same here. No, thank you.
Very, very appreciative of the opportunity. And, you know, this is a great community, the support that they have for all kinds of things, you know, but especially protective services. The fire department is humbling. It definitely is.
Nice. Joe.
It's great to have a community that supports us in so many different ways. And, I can't say enough. It helps us to recruit. I was just at a career fair this last week and to talk about how well cared for we are by our community and greatness we're able to do makes a difference.
Outgoing Fire Chief Steve Howard, Assistant Fire Chief Joe Hoffman, in the native language of my people, Goramila Mahagav, 1,000 thank yous for all that you have done as fire chief, as firefighter, and great leader in this community, and a Waukesha native. And Joe, I know that this tradition of great leadership will continue with you on board. So thanks again, everybody. Please remember, good mental health is everyone's responsibility and safety is everyone's responsibility. Enjoy this beautiful day and see ya!
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, we'll find out what's up for the week ahead with meteorologist Brittany Merlot, plus Mike Allen, a Vietnam War vet with a great story.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9.
Get ready to ignite the ultimate 420 celebration at Turning Leaf in Waukesha with a smoking hot deal you can't miss. For one day only, Turning Leaf is offering a mind-blowing 40% off everything in store related to CBD. Yes, you heard that right, 40% off. Come spin the prize wheel for a chance to win some serious swag and sample anything and everything in store. Mark those calendars for 420 and take a trip down to Turning Leaf at 450 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha to take advantage of the highest deals of the year.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.